Hello, my name is Annelies, and I would like to guide you into this wonderful world of the angels. About 15 years ago, I was in bed, wasn't really sleeping yet, I wasn't fully awake either. Two angels stood next to my bed and asked me if I wanted to join them. Of course, I said, no problem whatsoever. I love joining the angels. But they took me to a special place from where I could see the earth. And they showed me, and I can describe it best as it being a grid around the earth, with on every junction there's an angel. But then they showed me that between the grid and the earth, there was this dark cloud, and they said, we have a problem getting through to the earth. People can't hear our messages. Will you please help us? So of course I was very flattered, and I said, yes. I said, what would you like me to do? And they said, we would like you to teach or to give a lecture about a certain subject. And I was very, very excited. I said, yes, please. Until they told me what it was about. They said it should be angels and finances. I turned around and I said, no, thank you. It didn't make sense to me that angels and money could go together. So in the following week, I lost 10,000 euros. And that is a lot of money. I was conned in my shop. I had a lot of fines coming in. Money was pouring out, and I started to panic. So I turned to the angels and I said, well, if you still want me, would you please tell me what this course should be about? So they said, yes, but first we must make you feel what we want to tell you. So for the next 6 months, I experienced all kind of emotions involving money. There was the abundance of money. There was the lack of money. There was the stealing of money. There was the giving of money. There was the receiving of money. There was all sorts of very strange things happening. And I had never realized just how many emotions go together with money. Because I've been brought up by parents who had a very easy concept about money. My father used to tell me, money is energy. If you do wholeheartedly what you feel like doing, you produce energy. And energy is money, so the money will flow in. So I never really had a problem until those 6 months. After those 6 months, they asked me three questions, and these are the questions I want to ask to you as well. They asked me, first question, do you think there is not enough money in this world? Well, no, I don't think there's not enough money. I do believe that money isn't very well spread around the world, and it's not always very fair. But I don't think there's not enough. Then they asked me, do you believe or are you convinced that you are a truly bad person? Well, no, I'm not. I may not be as good as I can be every day, but I'm definitely not a true and true bad person. And then the third question was, can you think of any reason why the money you need now should not be able to find its way to you? Can you think of a valid reason why you shouldn't get the money you need? Well, no, I couldn't think of one. So they said, we have tried a lot of things to come in contact with humans, and we would like to offer the following concept. Money is found throughout the world, a bit like Coca-Cola. Yeah, you can even find that in the bush in Africa. But money is a concept that is well known. The thing is, we all have different emotions around money, and we're not really used to looking at money as a very good thing. We look at money as something that gives us a way to buy something, or as something that gives us power over somebody else. Money is prone to a lot of feelings. But they asked me, could we just for once exchange 1 euro cent, make that equal to one angel? So 1 euro cent, one angel. That would mean 1 euro equals 100 angels. Now, if you think about a loaf of bread and say that it cost 1 euro, I think it's a bit more now, but for the purpose of making things a bit easier, when you buy something and it costs you 1 euro, instead of paying 1 euro, you're actually sending out 100 angels to be grateful for the whole process. They are grateful for Mother Earth for producing the wheat. You're grateful to the people, I'm not even sure how it's called in English, but you know, the people taking care of it, the people harvesting it, the ones turning it into flour, the people selling it, the people buying it, the people making the bread, the whole process. You send 100 angels to go through a process of thanking each and every step involved in making you this loaf of bread. Now that's a completely different feeling. Now let's say you earn 1,000 euros. That would mean you have 100,000 angels at your disposal to send out. Say you pay 400 euros in rent, that is 40,000 angels to make from your house a wonderful home, who will help you protect it, who will help you keep it nice and cozy and warm, and everything you can imagine you need around the house, angels are taking care of it. Same with electricity, with water bills, with the food you need to buy, with all the bills you have to pay. Instead of paying money and being grumpy about that, send out the angels and feel the joy they bring in saying thanks to the whole process involved. It's such a completely different feeling. We have been brought up with certain values and norms and principles that are not the same as the angelic world is using. I was told, you know, you don't get anything for free. They will not do it just because you have beautiful eyes. You have to work hard. Who has invented this? I read a lot of these nice texts and quotations on Facebook saying the most difficult roads lead to the most beautiful places. They don't always. I mean, I know a lot of beautiful places with very easy access roads. Why do we assume that it has to be difficult? That is something the angels cannot understand. They are so eager to help. But if we keep being convinced that it has to be difficult, how do we allow this help to happen? So, if you could just think about what you would need. Say, in these times, it's difficult times for a lot of people. And we're almost the end of the month, so things are getting tighter. Well, think about what you would really like. What would make you happy? If it is food, a nice meal, if it is a nice phone call from somebody, if it is a gift, if you would like to offer yourself a new dress, a jacket, anything. Just think about something that you would really like and that would really make you happy. Now let's say I've seen a beautiful dress somewhere. Some time ago I saw this fantastic dress. And then I see a friend of mine and she bought it. And she said, I said, oh, well, I've always wanted that dress. It looks amazing. And she says, well, I don't really like it. It's way too big for me. Here, you can have it. Could I accept it and be thankful? Or would I think, what does she want from me? That's quite easy because she's my friend. And, you know, you can allow easier. But what if it comes from a total stranger? You would really look at him or her and think like, what is behind all this? What does she want from me? Or what does he want from me? What do I have to do in return? We have become very suspicious about getting things for free. Yet the sun comes up every morning for free. The earth turns around. We breathe in the air, we do, and we don't think about it. When it comes to material things, we are convinced it must be hard and difficult. Well, I can tell you from experience, it is not. It's actually, once you get the hang of it, it's really easy. And the key to getting the abundance you want is to be really happy, joyful, playful about it. As if you don't really care, you know. Let's see, I would love to manifest a new bicycle. Let's see how long that will take, you know. In my case, it wouldn't take very long. Now, I haven't really asked for a nice bicycle. I did ask, and I made a huge mistake. I did ask for abundance, and I got 10 extra kilos. So you have to be very, very specific about your question. I needed to be more precise. I wanted financial abundance, not extra weight. But think about the things you would really want. Pick out one and then throw it in the air. Feel happy about it. Thank the angels as if you've already received it. And when it comes, do not doubt the way it came to you. Just appreciate it, be thankful, and accept. The angels know that if you live an abundant life, and if you are happy, you will not be mean to others. Somebody who's happy is not a mean person to other people. Somebody who has an abundant life loves to share and to give. And that is what this is all about. Share whatever you can share, even if it's just a smile. It doesn't have to be money. You can share a lot of things. Accept and share. It's not a euro for a euro. It's not how it works with angels. It is happiness that you share. Now, I like to share everything I know with you. And I would love for you to share either this YouTube or this podcast or the Facebook page or just your thoughts. And if it has helped you in any way, please pass it on to others. Let's get abundance in happiness, in love, in joy, and then financial freedom for all of us. It's not that hard, and there is enough money in this world to make it happen. So I'm wishing you wonderful, wonderful experiences, and I really, really hope it works for you. If you do have a question, don't hesitate. You can contact me. I've got this Facebook page, angels-info.com. We've got a podcast going on. We've got this YouTube video. We're looking at webinars. I'm trying to share it as much as I can. Why? Because I just love the angels, and I love what they do for me. And I know there's so many of them out of work because, and that is something that I forgot to mention, something that's really, really important, is that if you ask, you're asking, your words, your thinking, and your feeling must be aligned. It cannot be that you say something and you mean something else. And that's something to work on. I had to work on that for quite some time. But once you get there, it's pure joy. So have fun and hope to hear from you. Bye for now. Ciao.